101.3 WIBD AM 1470. And we are joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation by Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Absolute pleasure to be here.
Glad to see you. So we've got there's a lot of things going on in the month of April, and people getting ready for road construction season to start. It's getting started in a lot of places. And we want to talk about work zone safety this morning. And we also want to talk about distracted driving, both of which are just an ongoing and I think probably increasing issue for law enforcement, right?
Yes, absolutely. And unfortunately, they also go hand in hand with one another.
Right, right. So so let's start with the basics. What are you... We've got people who are out there on cell phones, and they're, you know, there's a lot more distractions in the cockpit of your vehicle anymore than there used to be. You know, it used to be just, you know, the radio and the heater, and that was pretty much it. Now we've got, we've got the computer, and we've got the phones, and we've got the this, that, and the other thing. And there have been some laws to address that. You want to start there with what it is you can and can't do in the car?
Sure, yeah. As you mentioned, the technology that's in the vehicle and that you can bring into the vehicle has drastically changed over the past several years and decade, matter of fact. So some of the laws take a while to catch up with the technology. But one of the ones that we're speaking of directly, probably the most predominant problem, is the use of cell phones within vehicles. So the state of Wisconsin has a law about texting and driving that is a statewide law where you can't be engaged in texting on a device while you're a driver in the vehicle. And what they did to protect work zones is they expanded that a bit. Is if you are in a work zone that you cannot actually talk on a mobile device unless it's a wireless type configuration.
And I would imagine there's an exception if you're trying to report an accident or something else, as long as you don't get into an accident yourself.
Correct, yes. Yeah, that's the one exception in the rule, is that if there is an emergency you have to report, then you can certainly call 911.
Well, let's keep with work zones then. There are a lot of work zone accidents in the state.
Yes. This particular week, the governor proclaimed this week as Work Zone Awareness Week, and they kind of added the theme of drive as if it's your work. And road maintenance, construction within within Wisconsin, it's a commonality for Wisconsinites this time of year.
It's almost year-round anymore.
Correct, yes. Yeah, it starts in spring-ish. But yeah, you're right. It goes through until there's frost in the ground, even beyond that once in a while.
Yeah.
So typically what you try to do when you look at a problem is you try to look at what the scope of the problem is, and just like you had mentioned. So by my own admission, statistics can be a little underwhelming and dry, but these numbers are actually kind of telling. So in 2018, there were 3,100 crashes within work zones in the state of Wisconsin. And that's actually an increase from the previous year of about 400. It's telling to me, because the crashes that I spoke of in 2018, there were 9 fatalities and just about 1,300 injuries. So it's a really pretty substantial problem. What I'd say is that the commonalities that we find in those accidents, the one easy one to measure is tailgating. That's a very common factor, followed by the distracted driving that we're talking about, speed, alcohol and drugs always kind of are prevalent factors in those types of crashes as well.
What's the safe distance between you and the car in front of you in a work zone?
It really depends on the speed of the zone. The general, if I recall from driver's ed, is you always try to do the three seconds behind, but that can vary. You have to remember, a vehicle traveling at, I think it's 50, 55 miles an hour, I mean, it travels around 80, 90, 100 feet per second. So you traverse a long distance in a very short amount of time. And if you're engaged in anything other than driving, those accidents happen in just a blink of an eye.
Right. And you know, we've got work zones where there are issues, and then we've also got we've got road crews that are out there. We've got tow truck operators that are out there. We've got utility companies that are out there working on power lines and so on and so forth. And it seems like boy, people just don't necessarily pay attention. We've all seen videos on Facebook and wherever of close calls and even serious accidents from that.
Yes, we just recently had one earlier this year down in the city of Milwaukee where a DPW worker was working on filling in potholes and was struck. So what I would ask your listeners and any driver to try to remember is that every highway worker, every DPW worker, utility work, water utility, you mentioned tow truck operators, sanitation workers, first responders, every one of them, their mom or dads, their brothers or sisters, their aunts and uncles, their daughters and sons, and their job is very difficult, and it's difficult because they are dividing their attention among their work responsibilities, whatever their job is, and trying to monitor, you know, the 4,000-pound bullets that are whizzing by them. So we really, really need to pay attention to that.
Are there I think fines increase if you do speed in a work zone, if you have if other things happen in a work zone, right?
Yes, they're considered forfeitures, and any forfeiture is divided into several different categories. So there is the actual deposit, which we would kind of consider the fine, and then there's penalty assessments, there's court costs, there's jail assessments, but it's the actual deposit that doubles. So if it's a $40 deposit, it comes in as an $80 deposit, but the actual tickets don't double. It's the deposit within the ticket.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. If you're what's an average speeding ticket run these days?
It depends on the municipality. Unfortunately, if you get stopped by the sheriff's office or the Wisconsin State Patrol, we have many more of those different categories within the tickets. But generally speaking, a starting ticket from the sheriff's office or the state patrol is probably around $200.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, should we move on to distracted driving?
Sure. Absolutely.
So, you know, like we said, there's just so many things going on out there. What's the best word on distracted driving at this point?
What I can tell you, for us, what we've noticed predominantly is the cell phone. So my advice is leave the phone alone. You can't physically and mentally do two things at the same time. That's why Wisconsin has initiated that rule in the work zones of no cell phone usage at all, to try to protect those workers.
Well, and you see people, and I see it when I go home, there are people on their lunch hour, you know, they're on the cell phone and they're lighting the cigarette and they're eating the sandwich all at the same time while they're trying to drive down the road, you know. Too many things going on.
Yes, I actually remember back in my patrol days where I stopped a young lady for putting makeup on when she was driving. And that's, you know, you physically just can't do that many things at the same time.
Hard to move the mirror to where you need it to be, too, at the same, you know.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
And have it do any good.
Right.
So we made it through a winter season. We may get a little burst of it here again in the next 24 to 36 hours. But how did we do accident-wise and so on for the winter?
It always seems like the first snowfall of the year that we seem to have problems. And I don't know for sure, but now it's been a dry spell where we haven't had much snow on the road. So I'm a little concerned that now if we get some precipitation that freezes on the roadways, that people may not be accustomed to driving.
Oh, I was thinking about that too, yeah.
Yeah, so I would encourage people just to slow down, maintain your driving distances, all those really, it's a lot of common sense type of advice that's always given during those times of the year.
But the reason we keep giving it is because people don't listen.
Right, that's exactly it. So yeah, right. The things that people can simply do is to drive safely, avoid distractions, and obey the posted speed limits. And it's really about being courteous and respectful to others and, you know, try to set a good example for others on the road. And if you do that, you'll be in good shape.
And keep in mind that posted speed limits are posted speed limits for optimum conditions, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, yep. That's for dry pavement and clear visibility. And that's not always the case in Wisconsin.
Right, right. And but otherwise, I think our county and city, our plow crews, did an excellent job this winter. Some challenging conditions at times.
Yes, I think from everyone from our county highway department to the local municipalities, I think they really do an outstanding job of of keeping the roadways clear, and especially the main thoroughfares through the jurisdictions.
Anything else you want to bring up this morning?
No, other than just in regards to the work zone safety, I just want to say that in Wisconsin, law enforcement officers take work zone safety very seriously. And what I can say is that if you're not watching out for them, that we will certainly be watching for you.
All right. And again, you know, the other thing with behind the wheel, we see, it seems like, I see a lot of reports where we see OWIs and other, not necessarily alcohol anymore, happening any hour of the day anymore. And again, that's got to just add to the distracted driving and the work zone problems.
Yeah, absolutely. We average, I think, around 200 drunk driving arrests a year. And normally would typically think of them, you know, the late, you know, the bar closing type hours, but that is certainly not the case anymore. They're all hours of the day is first shift, second shift, third shift.
It's a
problem throughout the day.
So keep that in mind too. And again, keep aware of what other drivers are doing out there, right? Because I know there are calls that come into the dispatch center of people who report drivers who may be impaired, and I'm sure your department probably enjoys those.
Yeah, that is the what I would say is that has been the huge benefit of technology, cell phone use in cars for us, because the reality is that we only have a certain amount of law enforcement personnel out in any given jurisdiction at any given time, and we certainly appreciate when citizens call in to us and let us know of problem drivers.
Speaking of dispatchers, next week is recognition week for dispatchers. You want to give a shout out to your dispatchers?
Yes. I have to say that I kind of hold a certain amount of fondness for dispatchers because my previous position within the sheriff's office was to run our dispatch center, and they're really the unsung heroes that are that the calm in a storm type of thing, where they work 24/7, 7 days a week. And get the citizens the resources that they need in their time of need.
And sometimes the citizens are not always that cooperative with the dispatchers. I've noticed that, you know, I'm a scanner head. I've got the scanner on at home. And sometimes, especially when it's a pocket dial 911 or something like that, and the policy on those is that you send someone, right?
Right, because we don't know that it was an accidental dial, and that's all we're trying to do is to confirm that to ensure the safety of whoever called 911.
So don't be rude to the dispatcher when they want to know where you are and find out where you can be there till an officer gets there, right?
Right. It's really just all about public safety, and it really takes a special person to be a dispatcher. I mean, you have to have the compassion over a phone line.
Diplomacy.
Right. There's the lists go on and on and on, and it's not a job that I don't think I would be able to do, quite honestly.
Ah, all right. Well, thank you for coming in, Sheriff.
No, thank you. Like I said, absolute pleasure.
Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis with a community conversation this morning. I guess we'll go from distracted driving to cars. 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.